Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. Today we are talking ridership and looking specifically at the number of passengers using the Gautrain as a form of public transport and unpacking the subject of Gautrain ridership forecasting. Now, to do that in some detail, I'm joined by Thoriso Molefe, the GMA's Senior Manager of Management Information Systems. Thoriso, let's start with some background on yourself and your role at the GMA.
Thank you, Dylan. I have more than 15 years experience in the area of business planning, monitoring and reporting. And I graduated with postgraduate degree in the area of mathematical statistics and later on obtained postgraduate diploma and master in business administration. So my role at Gautrain involves management of passenger related information, processing and analyzing it to provide the organization with valuable insight and support decision making.
Now, let's look at the subject of ridership forecasting and why it's so important to the GMA. What are some of those main reasons?
So, ridership forecasting plays a very crucial role in shaping decision within the organization, and in particular with regard to the train schedule, rolling stock development, and infrastructure development. So with regard to the train schedule, the higher forecasted demand requires a frequent service and to accommodate the passenger needs. So think about it, from if you have peak hours or off-peak, you need to schedule trains accordingly so that it can, or you adjust the train schedule to accommodate the passenger needs. And in turn, it helps to optimize the resources and also reduce operating costs. And from the rolling stock deployment perspective, the ridership forecast helps to determine the number of trains, cars that are needed to meet the expected demand.
So it's really about trends and the trends that you're seeing and how that influences decisions taken at the GMA.
Correct.
Now, what about the role that that ridership plays in optimizing overall efficiency?
So ridership forecasting is essential for optimizing the overall efficiency of the Gautrain system by ensuring that the needs of the passengers are met, by reducing congestions on the road, promoting sustainability, and improving basically the overall urban mobility. So it is very important to try and get accurate ridership forecasts that can lead to more efficient allocation of resources and better planning, and ultimately benefiting the commuters.
Let's look now at some of the key factors that influence ridership on the Gautrain. What are those?
So ridership can be influenced by a wide range of factors. And for the Gautrain system in particular, I will look into, like, from the internal factors. We normally look at service availability, service reliability, your safety aspect, the speed, fair price and security, fuel prices. And also, we also normally look at the economic indicators like your population, your unemployment and consumer price index. So we source this information from the Gautrain system. And with regard to the economic indicators or the economic information, we have a good relationship with Statistics South Africa, which we source information from them.
And imagine these sort of trends go up and down and change and are influenced by various factors.
Correct.
Right, Thoriso, what about ridership forecasting and the influencing of decisions at the GMA? Earlier you touched on aspects such as train schedules, rolling stock deployment and infrastructure development. What's the influence there?
What we're trying to reach is to make sure that it optimizes the overall efficiency of the Gautrain system. And by doing so, we are trying to ensure that our passengers' needs are met and also contributing to the reduction in the congestion, road congestion. We're promoting sustainability and improving the overall urban mobility. So accurate ridership forecast can lead to more efficient allocation of resources and better planning, and ultimately, like I've said, benefiting our commuters.
I suppose as you're looking at trends, obviously you see where usage is greater, that it would affect a schedule, so you might schedule more trains to run at a certain time as it relates to scheduling, rolling stock deployment? Do you need more trains to service that demand, et cetera, et cetera? Are those good examples of the influence of ridership on these aspects?
Correct, yes. But and with rolling stock deployment, you try to, like I've indicated earlier on, you try to use the forecast to determine the number of the train cars that you need to meet the expected demand. And also, if you see that with you look at your trends and you see substantial growth, that may prompt you to, you know, to look into infrastructure development. You may look at station upgrades or adding more rolling stock to the system.
Welcome back. We're still with Teriso Malefe, the GMA's Senior Manager of Management Information Systems, looking at the issue of Gautrain ridership forecasting. Teriso, we ended off that first segment with some background on ridership forecasting, but let's now look at technology and data analysis, obviously a subject I know you're very comfortable with. How do they contribute to accurate ridership forecasting?
So technology and data analysis aspect plays a very important role in making ridership or accurate ridership forecast. I'll start with technology. So with technology in the system, it allows Gautrain to collect vast majority of data from various data points or touch points in the system, like your ticketing system. So the data that you get from that includes your passenger entries and exit, time of travel, routes, and more. And with data analysis, we use data analytics techniques like your predictive modeling to forecast this ridership forecast. And this is based, obviously, on the historical, you know, past. And you look also at seasonality and other factors. So overall, technology and data analytics methods are essential tools to improve our efficiency and provide more accurate ridership forecasts.
Taking that thread even further, how do you see the integration of artificial intelligence, big data, and other emerging technologies enhancing the accuracy of ridership forecasting for the Gautrain?
So the integration of AI, of big data, and other emerging technologies has potential to enhance the accuracy of ridership forecasts. This talk more to data collection and integration. So with big data platform, we can process and integrate passenger-related information from various data sources at a speedy rate and provide comprehensive overview of the system. Secondly, data quality. So with the AI algorithms, we can use data to clean, or we can use those algorithms actually to clean and validate our data to ensure that the inaccuracies and abnormalities do not skew our forecast. And this is very important for or to accurate ridership forecasts. And also we can look at the advanced data analytics. Your artificial intelligence and machine learning models can, you know, be utilized to analyze this historical ridership to identify your patterns, trends, and seasonalities. And these models can learn from the past data to make better predictions that are more accurate over time. And let us look at the real-time data, right? So with Internet of Things sensors, we can get real-time information on train location, passenger loads, etc. So this real-time data can be used to adjust the forecast. Predictive maintenance. So with predictive maintenance system, we can use the artificial intelligence to forecast equipment failures and schedule maintenance properly. So this is basically to ensure reliability to our system. So I want to believe that the combination or the integration of the AI, of the big data and emerging technologies can greatly and, you know, assist the organization to make more informed decisions, because we can adapt to real time and, you know, adjust our forecasts accordingly.
And surely this sort of technology is going to play a greater and greater role going forward as technology develops even further.
It will.
Now, what about the unforeseen and the things you can't plan for, Teriso, and their impact on ridership forecasting?
So I'll give you an example on that one. Think about a surge in passenger numbers due to public event or social events, which requires real-time responses in cases where the normal timetables are not sufficient. So normally we deviate from that to try and accommodate such. So deviation from normal predicted trends normally triggers the need for immediate interventions.
Now, Teresa, there's no doubt that being in your position at the GMA, you would have learned some lessons in the ridership space as you've gone along and the longer you've held the role. Any specific things sort of jump out as the lessons you've learned along the way?
Very interesting lessons that I've learned in this role around ridership forecasting. So some of the key lessons on ridership forecast that I want to share includes data quality. So it is very important to have, you know, the correct data. So it is very crucial data quality. And the second thing, when you are doing ridership forecasts, account for seasonal and temporal variations. I'll explain why I'm saying that. So ridership patterns differ significantly from weekdays to weekends, and often ridership exhibits seasonality. So it's very important that when you're doing all this forecasting, you take into account those. Thirdly, ridership models should be updated accordingly. And every time when I do the forecasts, I learn from the past experience or from the past exercises. It helps me to improve on the method that I'm using at that particular time. And also, I communicate the uncertainties to the decision makers. And lastly, I embrace technologies or the new tools that the organization put, you know, before me. So I think those are the key lessons that I've learned and that I'm embracing, actually.
Yeah, plenty of lessons learned. We're going to leave it there, Teresa. Thank you for your time and your input. We value your insights and learnings on Gautrain ridership forecasting. You've been listening to Teresa Molefe, the GMA's Senior Manager of Management Information Systems, looking at the issue of Gautrain ridership forecasting. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website, that's gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.